Yeah, so, you know, I think everyone was very relieved when the, you know, the permanent build was approved for the 1,000 students in Blessmuir Community College recently, because it is absolutely needed. It is a much growing school and it does need that additional capacity. But alongside the issue for the permanent build, there is actually the more immediate issue, and that relates to where the children, the first year students, will be coming in, where they will be accommodated in September. Now, initially, the department had said that actually what would happen was that the ETB themselves were given permission to, demolish or refurbish existing porta cabins on site to make provision for an additional 6 rooms for the new intake of students in September. That apparently has changed now. It was mentioned at the last ETB meeting, the KW ETB meeting last week, where my Social Democrat colleague Councillor Nuala Killeen raised it, and she was told at that time that actually the department was now going to put modular bills in instead of, you know, the porta cabins. They're actually going to put a two-storey modular build in, and that will be for the students that are coming in September. The difficulty is there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of information on it. We have no idea of the timelines, you know, and I suppose this is just causing concern for the students, the parents, and indeed for the school itself. We're just about to finish up for the summer. The students are getting ready to take their holidays, and really we don't know, and there's no guarantees that that will be in place for, actually it's the end of August it's needed to be in place for. So I've written to the Department of Education to get a timeline, you know, really to highlight the concerns and the frustrations and the anxiety it's causing in students, you know, that they need to give that timeline to everybody so that people can be assured that those places will be available.
Yeah, it doesn't help going into the summer as well. You know, clarity would have been ideal here before the summer recess, but, you know, over the course now of the next number of months, it's going to be an anxious wait for parents and students.
It really is. And look, I don't know, you know, I've 4 children myself. I know that they, you know, children nowadays have such anxiety levels and stress levels and you know, issues that are impacting them anyway. And I think this is just an unavoidable concern. When children are moving from 6th class to first year, it is a huge transition. They're really excited and they're really nervous. And, you know, they're wondering if they're going to be in with their friends. They're wondering what classes they're going to be in. You know, they get the uniform. Oh, there's an awful lot of preparatory work that happens by parents and students over the summer period. And, you know, This is just leading to that a bit more anxiety, actually a lot more anxiety for those students coming in. And I think it's unnecessary. My expectation and my hope is that the accommodation will be in place. You know, the department tend to, you know, get these things in place in time. But there is always that period of anxiety. And I think it's unavoidable and it shouldn't happen. And so that's why I really would like the Department of Education to come out now and put that timeline out there for parents and let them know exactly what's happening, when it's going to happen.
Okay.
Just give them those assurances.
Indeed, and I mentioned it as well earlier in the week that this is not just happening in one or two schools, because a lot of parents have been in touch with us to say that they're looking for clarity, because if they find out closer to when school starts back, then it's going to be very hard to get a place for their child in another school. And obviously Blessington, because of its location right on the border of Kildare and Wicklow, Jennifer, there was that need for it to be extended, which is welcome, but you've students coming from all over to try and get into Blessington.
Absolutely. You know, like we Social Democrats local area representative over there, Deirdre McCormick, is getting contact from parents all over the place about this issue, you know, that they're worried, and I'm working really closely with her to try address it. But as I said, it's unnecessary. You know, these things, I would imagine that there is somewhere where there is a timetable set out and someone knows that it's going to be in place. But we just want that person in the department to let everyone else know that they're confident it's going to be in place as well. And I think it's really important that it happens. I've seen this happen so many times. It happens all over County Wicklow. I would imagine it happens all over County Kildare as well. I've had, you know, big discussions with my party colleague Catherine Murphy in relation to this issue. You know, our two counties are counties where we have a huge amount of development. We don't see the infrastructure keeping a pace with it, and because of that we're not seeing the timely provision of key infrastructure like schools, and it's up to parents and communities to campaign for them. Then when they're granted, it's up to parents and communities to fight to get timelines, to fight to get them done in time. And it's just an awful lot of stress, an awful lot of wasted energy. And these kinds of infrastructure bills, particularly for counties like Wicklow and Kildare, where we are seeing a lot of growth, you know, they should just happen automatically. It shouldn't be up to communities to consistently fight for this kind of infrastructure. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I know, you know, as I said, I do speak to Catherine Murphy about this regularly. It's a real bugbear for both of us. And, you know, it's something that we are continually raising in the Dáil as well in relation to this issue.